We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are breaking down all aspects of Yankee baseball. This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show with your hosts, Andrew Rotondi and Scott Reinen. Let's go.
What's up, everyone? Yankee season's over. Between Yankee season being over and my just general feeling like crap after the weekend, this is going to be a quick podcast.
Yes, yes it is. My voice is gone. I feel the weekend. I feel that the city that never sleeps is ringing very true in my head right now. Because first of all, why the fuck can't they change the song at the end of the
We were complaining about that last night.
But I mean, you're watching everything end.
Yeah.
With the Astros celebrating on the field, and you're playing the song. What do you
Well, that tradition, the old tradition of they would play the Frank Sinatra New York, New York when the Yankees won, and they would play a different New York, New York whenever the Yankees lost. That tradition ended after 2004. That's a nice segue into the fact that the Yankees decided before today's game to use the 2004 Boston Red Sox as inspiration to try and come back in the series. It's just, I thought it was like an SNL skit. Like, that's how stupid it was when Brian Hoke tweeted that. Like, the Yankees mental health coach is calling in, FaceTiming David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez to pump these guys up. Are you freaking kidding me? Them watching Yankees get their butts kicked for four straight games in embarrassing fashion in 2004, blowing a 3-0 lead, historic blown lead, is going to fire them.
First one ever.
Who thought that was a good idea? And even if you thought it was a good idea, how did you think to actually make that public? It baffles my mind. It's yet another embarrassing thing in the long list of embarrassing moments to the Houston Astros. I'm not even mad after this game. This was like the most competitive game they played in the entire series. And that's...
the Astros didn't even try.
That's kind of saying something. They had a lead early. Unfortunately, Nestor Cortez, like, I felt bad for Nestor Cortez because he's been so fantastic all year. He won the ALDS on short rest. Like, I'm a huge Nestor Cortez fan. So watching him leave the game with an injury just completely sucks. But as far as the fact that they had a lead and then blew it, and then they got another lead and then blew it with an error, and an error centered around the shortstop position, which is just completely ironic, but also like makes sense, right? You played four ALCS games and you had four different starting shortstops. You didn't have the same starting shortstop on any consecutive game. Shortstop is a massive problem on this team. So yeah, of course that position's going to cost you a run in a crucial deciding game. Like, yeah, of course. Of course that is.
When you have four shortstops playing in just like that too, I mean, you're only magnifying the problem too. You know what I mean? Like, there's no continuity. There's no consistency for anybody at that point either. It's just, and then when you're playing the Houston Astros, who have their next, you know, superstar shortstop who came up to fill the role of the guy that everybody, you know, half the fan base wanted to fill the Yankees shortstop position. It's just like all these things, man. Yeah, but you're right. Today was the most competitive game by a long stretch, I'd say. They got the bats going early. They got to a starting pitcher that the Astros put out there, finally, a guy that's had incredible postseason success, and the Yankees got to him. And unfortunately, they couldn't hold the lead because the Astros just kept coming back and kept coming back. That's what they do. They put the ball in play. How many times did they just put the ball in play and it worked out? Like Altuve's over there, you know, back to being the pesky hitter that he has been forever. And they just found a way to score more runs because that's what good teams do.
And they immediately took advantage of the error. The Alvarez next pitch gets the game tying single, and then Bregman gets the go ahead run.
Don't forget about the play at first base. That was that inning as well with Johnny Lasagna covering. He was late.
Oh yeah, I know.
He was close, but he was late getting over there. If he wasn't late getting over there, it's not close.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised they didn't overturn that. I wasn't super upset they didn't overturn it because it's such a bang bang play. It's like it's even. Every angle showed you something different. I don't know. Same thing I said last night. The Astros are a better team. They're just flat out a better team. And the Yankees didn't even play close to their best baseball. So, of course, it's when those two things collide, it's not really a competition.
No, it's not. So now we enter the offseason with Aaron Judge making the last out. In the,
complete no-show in the postseason. I mean, I know he hit the two home runs. Well, you know, would have been three, but the roof.
Well, you know, today also, the wind. If they built a dome, he would have had another one today.
There would have been no wind today. Right. So, complete no-show in the postseason. And I'm not going to put the entire offensive failures of the team on Aaron Judge because that's silly. But he's also your best player, and he's going to win the MVP award, and he stunk in the postseason.
Yeah, he wasn't good. There's no doubt. He also didn't get a lot. There wasn't a lot of help around him either. And again,
Rizzo had a pretty good postseason.
Bader had a great postseason. Yeah, so maybe.
Stanton's numbers overall didn't look good, but he had way better at bats and did more damage than Judge did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and even Bader looks really good. Stanton's numbers now, looking back on it, like they look all right. The scene at Yankee Stadium right now is the Astros getting their American League pennant, and the whole 100 level covered in orange jerseys chanting Jose Altuve's name. If that doesn't make you sick, I don't know what will. But
the Yankees have been getting punked by Houston since 2017, one way or the other. What it just keeps happening. It keeps getting worse. And every time, yeah, it's getting worse. You're absolutely right. It's getting worse. 7 games in 2017, 6 games in 2019. You can't even win a freaking game this year. It's getting worse. The gap is getting wider.
As Boone said.
Did he say? Oh, what did he say? He said,
it can't get any wider.
The league has closed. The league has closed the gap on us.
Right.
it can no longer. It can no longer get worse.
What a fucking tool Aaron Boone is. Unbelievable. We didn't mention from game three, well, I'm thinking about it, because we were at the game and it's a little hard to, you know, really be in the moment in those games also, you know.
Here. Oh, who's the ALCS MVP? Not to cut you off. Do you know? They just found him. Pena? Nope, not Bregman. Pena? It is their rookie shortstop, Pena.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's born in the Dominican Republic, but moved to Rhode Island, went to high school in Rhode Island. I didn't know that.
Oh, so now you have a new pride of Rhode Island?
I mean, it was Rocco Baldelli for a while, and then Michael King. And as long as Michael King's injured, it's going to be.
I don't think Michael King injured has much to do with even if he wasn't injured, I think that this kid's probably going to take the crown.
So,
what were you going to say?
Cole gets pulled.
Cole gets
pulled. And at the time, I didn't think a ton of it. It's like you're essentially in a must-win game in game three, too. Even though it wasn't an elimination game, you lose game three, you're going to lose the series. So they went to the bullpen, and Michael Kay after the game was very critical. I don't know if you saw that clip of Aaron Boone.
Everybody's critical because it was a weird move. You're right. It was tough to react, I think, because we were in the stadium and we were, you know, doing other things as well. But you should be critical of that move, especially going to Trevino, I think, in that moment.
It was Trevino. Yeah, they brought in Trevino instead of letting Cole trying to get out of that gym. I guess that's a second guess, but at the same time, I think that kind of tells you what the reality of Garrett Cole is.
Or it tells you what the reality of Boone is. He's a moron.
But I don't think it's a given that Garrett Cole is going to get out of that situation any better than Lou Trevino.
What was his pitch count at that time?
95.
It was 95?
It was 95.
Garrett Cole at 90 plus pitches, I'm not saying is like is the best option. Like, he might be the best option. I'm not saying he's like far and away worse than Lou Trevino. Maybe you should have gone to Loaiza or someone else in that situation. Loaiza just looked filthy and filthier every time he goes out to the mound, right? So if you're gonna try and get out of that situation, keep it a 2-0 game with your bullpen, maybe go to someone better than Lou Trevino. But pulling Garrett Cole specifically, it kind of made sense in that at that point. Also, another thing that we missed, I was talking to my dad today, and apparently after the ball was dropped in right field by Bader and Judge.
Oh, I saw the Cole. I got you.
Like a little, I got you, and then proceeds to give up a home run.
That perfectly describes Garrett Cole.
He cannot nut up. He's incapable of nutting up.
He even tried in that moment.
Right.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to pick my guy up.
Yeah.
You guys want to know Boone's answer and why he brought in Trevino? Scott, I'm not saying this to piss you off. I promise you this is what he said.
His lane?
It was his lane at the bottom of the lineup, and he liked the way he matched up against those righties down there. And also, they love bringing him in with runners on base. They did it all season when they had him. He's the fireman. He was the fireman in their eyes.
This team.
He was the fireman in their eyes.
He was. Inherited running numbers. And then he led all three of Gary Cole's inherited running squad.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's really astounding to me. I know I've said this before, but Aaron Boone has gotten worse every year as a manager. He's not getting better. He's getting worse.
Yeah, there's also just moments in the postseason where these analytics, it's just something we've discussed at nauseam as well. The analytics just aren't, you can't use them in isolated situations all the time in the postseason. They get exploited all the time because in the postseason, things are different. There is no gauge of a moment. There's no gauge of tension. It's not captured in these moments, even though they try to, I know. There's a time and a place to use your gut, know your people, use your eyes. And I think in a lot of the postseason moments, and honestly, like Dusty Baker, I have a hard time like despising some of the things on this Astros team because I like Dusty Baker. And it's like almost, it's like, why are you there? I want to hate this, but I don't hate you.
That's exactly why he's there.
For that exact reason. And it works for him.
They're like, who's the most likable man in baseball? Let's hire him.
Yeah. But he does have that. Like, he's got that just that baseball mentality that fucking works, man, when you combine them in the right way and then understand when to use the analytics and when to use your eye test and what your gut says. And Aaron Boone just doesn't have that. He's got no instincts. And I don't know if he was maimed and he had baseball instincts when he came, you know, as a manager, and then just like everything that he knew as a player and as someone watching the game was taken away because of the, you know, the things that were mandated in a particular job, and then they just never came back, or they just were taken away. I don't know. But he doesn't have them. He doesn't have them, and it's hard for me to understand how someone has been in the game for as long as he has not have baseball instincts.
So, at some point this week, we'll get the annual State of the Union press conference by Boone and Cashman, and we'll tear that thing to shreds because it'll be frustrating as all hell. I think the big part of the offseason is going to be judge free agency, right? Like that's the offseason topic. We'll be doing some other stuff this week too. Other good episodes coming out, but I don't know what else to say about
this. I got a question for you, like leading into the offseason here. I know Boone was just extended. I know he was extended, but
yep,
that shouldn't matter.
No,
that shouldn't
matter. He should be fired. He should be fired.
Absolutely be fired.
As my dad says, he should have been fired after they pretty much blew the 15-game division lead.
Well, right. That was the grounds for it, and now you need to somehow erase that. I mean, they're not going to do it at that point, but they need to erase that in the postseason, and they just didn't. So getting swept at home against the Houston Astros is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And there were a lot of moving parts that he touched, I think, that played into it. It wasn't all, obviously, but moving parts.
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Every game had a different starting left fielder, starting leadoff hitter, and starting shortstop, right?
They circled back to Bader 1-4, and
no, I know, but like one and four, there was no,
but there was no two games in a row,
back to back.
It was no.
There were even more little changes with the lineup in there, with like the bottom of the
order.
There
were a ton of changes, 6-7 or whatever.
Judge was like the mainstay, pretty much. Yeah.
So I mean, part of that is Boone, part of that's not Boone, right? He is working with the roster and the bodies on the roster that are there, but there's just an inability. I also think the organization is stuck in a certain spot where they are were non-committal on starting Peraza at shortstop, where they did it for a game, but like just a game, and then that's it. So
yeah. So what does that do exactly?
It's exactly. Like you had IKF start game one of the LCS, and he didn't play well. So then they did Peraza. But then that's it. That was it. So what was the point of that? Like, honestly, what was the point of that?
IKF messed up. You're not getting
any momentum. But a young guy coming in like that, you want to give energy. You want to be able to, you know, give a spark. And you do that, and then you sit him. Like, it defeats the purpose of that.
No, that's what I'm saying. What was the point of doing it for one game? If you're going to do it.
No, I agree.
Start him in game three, or don't start him in game two.
Game three.
Make a decision and commit.
You guys aren't even talking about the best part. IKF struggled in the Cleveland series, and in the two elimination games that they had against Cleveland, they benched him. And then you know what they did in game one? They rolled him back out there. And you know what they did today? They rolled him back out there. And you know what he did today? He messed up.
Yeah.
Is that hard to comprehend? You guys know me. I pretty much defend Boone more than anybody. Not that I do overly, you know, I'm not a big Boone guy, but like.
You need a level of consistency, especially with a young guy. If you're going to bring Peraza up, you're going to bring him in, play him. If you don't have the confidence when you've already established, it's already been well known that you didn't have any confidence in the shortstop. So you bench him, play the kid,
right?
Just stick with it. That's it. Like, and yeah, the committal, the conviction to do something like that wasn't there. And, you know, it's telling the team. So the other thing is, What if Boone, what if Aaron Judge doesn't like Boone?
Get him out of here.
I'm just saying, is there a little bit of a, you know, a player situation here?
Obviously the players like Aaron Boone.
If he says something like that, if there's any inkling behind the scenes of the way things were handled, the way things were not, and Aaron Judge at this point says it, because this is the time to say something, I could see it happening. If he's the captain, if he's the next captain, he's going to say something about
this. Well, it's when he's got leverage, and right now he's got leverage trying to sign
a new contract. And it could affect what happens. Like, maybe Aaron Judge is our way to get Boone out.
I don't think.
Maybe that. This is the only way they'll do it.
Well, that was one of the reasons Joe Girardi got fired, is Gary Sanchez didn't like him.
There you go.
Right.
So maybe, the Yankees picked Gary Sanchez over Joe Girardi. And, well, that didn't really work out for either party, did it?
No, because then Joe Girardi.
Girardi gets fired middle of the year, and then the Phillies turn their season around. They're the hottest team in baseball in September. And
the best manager was in our dugout the entire time, and it's Robbie Thompson.
Happy for that guy.
And Bryce Harper's hitting home runs to send the Phillies to the World Series.
Machado wasn't bad either.
So I have no clue if Aaron Judge likes Aaron Boone or not. I think the players like Aaron Boone. Otherwise, why is he there? Like, obviously, Brian Cashman likes Aaron Boone, but clearly the players like Aaron Boone because
there was frustration this year. They were more vocal, especially after Severino, when Severino was talking about, you know, when he got pulled, there was more vocal. You know, they were going against what Boone said. They were more vocal about some of the moves that he made this year than they ever have been.
So I would be. What would you be more surprised? What would be more surprising? The Yankees don't sign Aaron Judge, or the Yankees fire Aaron Boone?
I think they. Man, I don't know. Those are two. I would be surprised. I would be very surprised if they didn't sign Judge. I wouldn't be as surprised if Boone were gone.
See, I would actually be more surprised if they fire Aaron Boone than not sign Aaron Judge.
And that's the difference between the two.
Firing Aaron Boone at like a 5% chance, and I put not signing Judge at like a 40% chance.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Here's the deal with that. It's 100% chance that they have to sign Aaron Judge.
Do they?
You know,
why? You know, hold on, Logan. Why do they have to sign Aaron Judge?
Because of
this team's not good enough with Aaron Judge to win a championship.
This is not.
They're not even honestly not even good enough to be in the ALCS. They were a very hot and also fluky first half of the season, put them in a position where they had a bye. Really, in reality, they're no better.
So then, don't sign your best player.
Rays. Make start making changes. I mean,
you understand they would have a salary cap. There's not like a, this isn't the NBA.
But you understand that they don't actually act like that?
They spent how much money? The payroll still is pretty fucking high.
It's money allocation. It's all coming out.
Money's all coming out. Money's all going off the books. They did this. Money's all coming off the books. Didn't we figure this out next year? Like, between this coming offseason and the offseason after that, they're losing like $150 million in payroll. Now, obviously, they're going to replenish some of that. But like
I will never say that not because he is zero part of the problem. Yes, he did not have a good postseason. I understand that. Zero part of the problem.
I think there's an actual argument to be made that signing Aaron Judge for 10 years is not good for this baseball team because you already have a large right fielder that is a DH making a lot of money. And he's signed for fewer years. So there's a legitimate argument to make that not signing Aaron Judge is probably the smart thing to do.
All right. I don't have the stamina to make that argument, right now, to be honest.
I would also sign Aaron Judge because he's their best player. But this is why I'm saying it's not a given that he's back, is because these are realities. This exists, and they treat this
I know it's not a given. I know it's not a given, but it is not only just for the being the best player on the planet, but also the look of not having Aaron Judge as your centerpiece. Like, he's the guy.
He had a 500 OPS.
And the New York Yankees are not going to do it.
He had a 500 OPS in the postseason.
It would be a devastating, egregious move to not happen for this franchise.
Not only was he was one of their worst hitters in the postseason.
I'm not judging him off of two series.
Why? He's never been a good postseason performer in the past. Not in the postseason.
And he carried this team to get to the postseason.
I know that. Who cares?
Right. Who cares?
Fucking care about a fucking division title.
Well, you got to get to there.
You're going to hang a banner? You're going to hang a banner for a division
gotta
title?
Get there. You got to get there to have a chance on
they
it.
They wouldn't even been in this situation. They would have blown the 15 game. They would have blown the lead if it wasn't for him.
And they would have been playing the wild card.
We're getting off. Let's.
They would have been playing wild card weekend. And you know what? They don't care if they play wild card weekend.
So then let's wrap this season right now, please. I'm sick of talking about it.
All right. Best thing that they can do is, I'm going to agree with you, Scott. Obviously, they should sign Aaron Judge, but they got like at least a week of exclusive negotiations that they can have with Judge. Do it now. Figure it out. Figure it out. $350 million. Yeah. I don't care. Just do it. Even if it's not
going to
happen,
he's going to want to go to the market at this point.
What everybody says, I agree with
you. He's going to the market. But, so
yeah, there's no exclusive conversations at this point.
He's going to ask for the Juan Soto $400 million or whatever it was. And they're going to say no.
Should.
And then he's going to go to the open market. And unless they outbid the San Francisco Giants and the whoever else.
Dodgers.
Like, no, I don't think Dodgers are going to be in on him. But like,
Dodgers are always in it, feels like.
Well, whoever's in on him, they're going to have to outbid or he's walking. And I obviously don't want him to walk. I was playing devil's advocate to make my point.
Not the time, Andrew.
That it's not a given that he's back. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Thank you to everyone who's watched and listened to these post-game recap episodes. It's not been fun the last 4 days, but
I had a great time this weekend, to be honest.
I had a really good time.
Not for the
second inning. I had a really good time until about 6 p.m. yesterday. Then not so much. All right, guys, we have, again, we'll do another episode whenever the press conferences come out, and we have, I don't want to jinx anything. We have a pretty cool guest that should be coming on that I hope doesn't bail. And hopefully that'll be out at some point this week. And if you don't hear an episode, that means they bailed. So we'll talk to you then.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe so you can get all new episodes directly onto your phone. If you do like the show, we'd love for you to take a minute and give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It really helps us out and allows us to create more shows. We're on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes and the same on Facebook. You can always find us there talking Yankee baseball. Thanks again, guys, for your support. Really appreciate it. And go Yankees.